Shalom to all. Today's office is Basra Daf Nun Tes. So we are starting about the fifth line with the words Amrav Yudam or Shmuel. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basra Yaakov Meisha Herna Shama Shadavin Aliyah Elilu Nishmas Mars Rivka Basra Meir Zev Herna Shama Shadavin Aliyah Elilu Nishmas Mars From a Razel Basra Shlemi Yaakov Herna Shama Shadavin Aliyah and she should be Melitz Yeshur for her family and all of Klal Yisrael. Now the Mishnah taught that if Reuven had a gutter attached to his house which drains into Shimon's Chatzar, if Shimon didn't make a machal, he didn't protest, so Reuven could create a chazaka on this because it's a davar kavua, it's permanent, and Shimon should have protested it. By the fact that he didn't, it shows that Reuven did it with his permission. So now we look at the flip side of this chazaka. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tzinu Mekolech Mayim L'Chatzar Chaveiroi, if a person has a pipe that lets out water into his friend's chatzar, like our situation that we just mentioned, Uba Bala Gaglo Soismai, Reuven, he wants to close up this pipe. He wants to stop the water from going into Shimon's chatzar, Bala Chatzar Ma'akvalov. The owner of the chatzar, Shimon, can prevent him from doing that. Damar Lei, because he could tell him, Ki Heche Da'at Kanes L'cha Chatzar Didi L'mish Tabei Maya, just like you acquired my chatzar, meaning you have a chazaka in my chatzar, that you're allowed to throw your water there, meaning you're allowed to let your water go into my chatzar. Well, didi nami kani li maya de grach. In regards to me as well, I was kind of the water from your roof, meaning you can't stop the water from your roof going into my chatzar. It's beneficial for me. I use it. I give it to my animals or whatever. And so you can't stop up your gutter from draining into my yard. And it's my rostata, Rav Ishaya Amar Ma'akev. Rav Ishaya says he could prevent it from closing it up, whereas Rav Chama Amar Rav Chama says Einu Ma'akev, he cannot prevent it from closing it up. And also Shaila Rabisa, they went and asked Rabisa, and Amar Lehu, he told them Ma'akev, he could prevent him from closing it up. Now we just mentioned these three great men, and Kari Alei Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama said about Rabbi Shaya, "Vachot Hamasholosh Loi Meher Yunatek." The three-stranded cord is not going to be torn easily. Zer Rabbi Shaya. This is referring to Rabbi Shaya. Benoisha Rabbi Chama. He's the son of Rabbi Chama. Benoisha Rabbi Bisa, who's the son of Rabbi Bisa. So we have a father, son, and grandson who are all great chachamim. And it's about such a thing that we have three generations of Talmidei Chachamim that this pasuk "Vachot Hamasholosh Loi Meher Yunatek" has said that since we have three generations of Torah, it's not going to leave the family so quickly. Okay, to explain the mission, we had said Sulam Mitzri and the Chazaka that if Reuven placed a Sulam Hamitzri in Shimon's property, he can't create a chazaka on that just because Shimon didn't say anything. That's because this is not something that's kavua. It's too small of a ladder for us to demand a macha from Shimon. The Gemara just clarifies, hey, chedami sulam hamitzri, what exactly is a sulam hamitzri? If it doesn't have four rungs, if it has less than that, it's too small of a ladder to require a complaint from Shimon. And therefore, once again, even if Reuven has the sulam hamitzri in Shimon's property and Shimon doesn't say anything, that's not a chazaka. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah. We had said, that if Reuven has a mitzri chaloin open to Shimon's property, he cannot create a chazaka because it's not something that's permanent, but a chaloin suri, he could create a chazaka. So first thing we're asked, ma'ishna gabe sulam deloy mefarish, u'ma'ishna gabe chaloin de mefarish. Why is it that the Mishnah itself doesn't explain the difference between these two ladders that were mentioned, but it does explain the difference between these two windows that were mentioned? And the answer is, Mishim dekabay yeflugi Rabbi Yehuda b'seifa, since Rabbi Yehuda at the end of the Mishnah argues what exactly this chaloin mitzvah is, we have to describe what it is because we have an argument about it. But since there's no machloikas about the ladder, we don't have to explain in the Mishnah what it is. And now we talk about the chaloin suri that the Mishnah had said one could create a chazaka on. Amar Bzeir Bzeir tells us, L'mati midalad amas yashal chazaka. If we have a chaloin suri lower than four amas, so then Reuven could create a chazaka on it. That's obviously if Shimon is not Meicha, and v'yachol limchas, he is able to make a macha. Now this v'yachol limchas we just mentioned, that he's able to make a macha, he's able to protest, is talking about two situations. It either refers to Shimon, that if he wants to build something in his chatzer, but Reuven already has this window, Reuven's able to make a macha, he's able to protest, that Shimon, you cannot build what you want to because it's blocking my sunlight. It also has to do with Shimon himself protesting. If Reuven decides that he wants to open up this window in the first place, he starts knocking holes into his wall trying to make this chaloin suri, Shimon's allowed to protest, he's allowed to make a macha and say, do not do so, I don't want you to have this access to look into my chatzer. And again, that's all because it's below four amos. However, l'mal me'arba amos, if this window is above four amos, ein lechazaka, Reuven's not able to create a chazaka, and ve'enu yachalim chaz, by that same token, no one's able to make a macha. For example, if Shimon's building a wall in his chatzer and it's going to end up blocking the sunlight going to this window, Reuven can't say, hey, I have a window, you can't block it, because again, he can't create a chazaka, so he can't make a macha. Now Rabbi Illa argues and says, afil l'mal me'arba amos, even if it's higher than four amos, ein lechazaka, he can't create a chazaka, just like Rabbi Zeir said. However, yachalim chaz, he is able to make a macha, and this is specifically referring to the situation where Reuven wants to make this window above four amos. Shimon is able to tell him, no making it, I'm really sorry. And that's clearly not like Rabbi Zeir. So Gemara suggests, let's say they argue about this concept, which literally means that we force a person not to act like Midas Sadaim. Sadaim, which we know from the Torah, were terrible people, had this Mida that one guy was benefiting and the other guy was not losing out at all, but still the other guy said, I don't want you to derive that benefit. And Kaifan Midas Sadaim means that we're going to force a person not to act like those of Sadaim. And if somebody else is benefiting, you can't tell him, no go, no having benefit, if it's not at any loss to you. So let's say that's a Machlekes. The Marasav our Kaifan, Reb Zeira holds that we're Kaifan Midas Sadaim, and since Shimon's not losing out by Reuven opening up a window above Dalad Amis, because Reuven's not able to see through it anyway, so it's not causing Hezek Re'in to Shimon, we're going to force Shimon not to act like somebody from Sudaim, and we're not going to allow him to protest. My Sefer Rosh of Ilah holds in Kaifin that we're not going to force a person not to act like he's from Sudaim, and therefore, if Shimon wants to protest Reuven opening up a window, even though it's above Dalet Amis, we'll allow him to do so. The Gemara says, it's not the machlekes. Everyone actually holds Kaifin al midas Sudaim. Shani Hoch, but this case is different. To Amar Lei, because Rav Ilah holds that Shimon can tell Reuven, Zimin Demaisu Sharshifa Tusach, if you're going to open up that window, you might place a bench underneath it. That's what a Sharshifa is. You're going to put a bench underneath the window, the Kaimus of a Kachazis, and you're going to stand on it, and then you're going to be able to see through the window into my property, and that's Hezek Re'iyah, and this already added a discussion of Kaifin al midas Sudaim. This is not midas Sudaim. This is a real damage. It's Hezek Re'iyah, and that's why Shimon is able to prevent Reuven from opening up this window, even though it's higher than Dalet Amis. And now we have a story. Ahud also came to Rav Ami. There was a fellow who came to Rav Ami, and he wanted to open up this window, but the neighbor was trying to prevent him. And Shalom came to Rav Abar Mamel. Rav Ami sent this fellow to Rav Abar Mamel. Amar Le, Rav Abar Mamel told Rav Ami, Avalik Rav Illa, you should paskin for him like Rav Illa, that he's not allowed to open up that window, even though it's higher than Dalet Amis. And lastly, the Gemara tells us Amar Shmuel. Shmuel clarifies Ula Aira. If this window is opened up for light purposes, the guy doesn't have any light, and he wants to have some sort of opening in the wall to allow in light. Afilu Kol Shuhu Yeshla Chazaka. Even if it's the tiniest opening, he could create a chazaka on that because this is something that is kavua. It is definitely here to stay because if it's closed up, he's not going to be able to have light. And therefore, if the neighbor doesn't protest, he's able to create a chazaka on that. And we think with some of the cases the Mishnah tells us, Haziz ad tefach yashal chazaka. If Reuven has a ziz, a protrusion, like a beam sticking out of his wall into Shimon's courtyard, if it's sticking out a tefach, he could create a chazaka. That's because a tefach is a significant amount of protrusion into his friend's chatzar that if his friend didn't protest, obviously it must be that he's okay with it. So therefore, he created a chazaka on it. And he's able to make macha, which means one of two things, as we had before. If when Reuven lechatchila is coming to stick this ziz out, this protrusion into Shimon's chatzar, Shimon could protest and say, no having it stick out of tefach. And by the same token, if it's already sticking out of tefach, and so he has his chazaka, and now Shimon wants to build something, which is basically going to end up blocking the ziz, Reuven's allowed to protest and say, look, I have rights to have the ziz stick out into your property, so you're not allowed to build that thing. However, pachs mitefach, if it's sticking out less than a tefach, in the chazaka, he can't create a chazaka, but he can't make a macha. I think Mar tells us Amr Vasi, Amr Mani, but Amri Lar. Some say it was Amr Yaakov, Amr Mani, Hechzik betefach, Hechzik bedalid. If he had a chazaka of a ziz sticking out of tefach, he was machzik four tefachim. So Gemara asks, Michael Amr, what's being said? It can't be that if he has his protrusion going out a tefach into his friend's property, he's allowed to extend it another three to make it a total of four. That makes no sense. He only has a tefach. Why allow him to extend it to four? So what's this Mar telling us? Amr Abaye explains, this is what's being said, Hechzik roichav tefach meshach arba, Hechzik beroichav arba. If he created his chazaka, that his beam is sticking out four tefachim into the property and it's one tefach wide, that's a chazaka that he's even allowed to widen it to four tefachim. We can explain the Mishnah, pachas mitefach in the chazaka ve'eino yachalim chayis, that if this beam was sticking out less than a tefach, so he can't create a chazaka on that and he's not able to make a macha. So now we clarify, Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu, this is only taught, ela balagag bebalachatzer, the owner of the roof, meaning the owner of the beam that's sticking out, that's Reuven, he's not allowed to make a macha against the balachatzer. Avo balachatzer bebalagag yachalim chayis, but the owner of the chatzer, the one that has the ziz sticking out into his property, he's allowed to make a macha against the Baal Hagag and prevent him from using this protrusion of his. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, Afil Baal Chatzar Baal Hagag, Eini Yacholim Chais. Even the owner of the Chatzar is not to make a macha against the owner of the roof. So the Gemara suggests, Lame Behazagriya Kamiflagi. Let's say they're arguing about Hezagriya. The Mar Sarah Shmei Hezek. Rabbi Huna says that Hezagriya is called Hezek. And that's why the Baal Chatzar is allowed to be Meicha against the Baal Hagag. What's going to happen? Reuven is going to want to use his little protrusion that's sticking out to Shimon's property. That means he's going to end up leaning over in order to hang something on it, for example, and by doing that, there's going to be Hezek Re'iyah. He's going to be seeing into Shimon's chatzar, and by saying that Shimon's allowed to protest that, it must be that Hezek Re'iyah is Shmei Hezek. Whereas Mar Sava Rebbe Yehuda holds Lav Shmei Hezek. Hezek Re'iyah is not called Hezek, and just because when Reuven's using his protrusion as a hook, he's going to end up looking into Shimon's property, that's not considered real Hezek, and that's why Shimon is not allowed to protest this. Gemara says, Lloyd, it's not true. The Kuli Alma Shmei Hezek. Really, everyone agrees that Hezek Re'iyah is Shmei Hezek. Shani Hacha, in this case, is different according to Rav Huna. Why is that? Da Amar Lei, because Shimon could tell Reuven L'tashmisha Loichazi. Look, you're not able to actually use this beam that's protruding into my property because it's too small. It's less than a tefach. L'may chazi, what's it fit for? L'mit l'bei midi. In order to hang something on it, you could hang a bag on it if you want. And so you might tiny that Reuven could tell Shimon, Madar na poi v'talina bei. I'm going to turn my face away. I'm not going to look into your chatzar, and I'm just going to hang my bag like that, and there's not going to be any hezek re'iyah because my back is turned. But v'idach amrlei, Shimon would respond to Reuven and tell him, Zimin de be'isas, sometimes you're going to be afraid. You're going to have to balance yourself precariously on your roof in order to get your bag to hang on this little ziz, which is less than a tefach, and you're going to end up turning and looking to make sure you don't lose your balance, and there's hezek re'iyah, according to everybody, and it's because of this particular situation, the Rav Huna says, no go, the Baal Chatzar is able to protest against the Baal Gag. And now a situation discussing chazaka. The Mishnah tells tells us, "Lo yiftach adam chalal noisav uchatzar hashotfen." A person is not allowed to open up windows into a chatzar that's owned by partners. This is because of hezek ri'ah. He's going to be able to see what's going on in the chatzar, and that's not okay. Another din, lakach bayis b'chatzar cheres. Let's say a person who owns a house in one chatzar buys a house in another chatzar. Le'paschen al b'chatzar hashotfen. He's not allowed to open up a brand new opening, a brand new entranceway into the chatzar that he currently lives, which is owned by multiple people. And the Gemara is going to explain why that is. And now another din, bana aliyah gabei beisai. Let's say a person built a second floor on his house. Le'paschen al chatzar hashotfen. He's not allowed to open it up into chatzar hashotfen. Elim ratza, but if he wants, bana sached lefnimi beisai. He could build a room inside his house. Ubana aliyah gabei beisai and build a second floor on top of his house. Upaschel lesach beisai and open it into his house. Now this last part of the Mishnah was very cryptic, and the Gemara is going to explain what it's talking about. And so the Gemara begins by addressing the first part of the Mishnah. My area of chatzar hashotfen. Afilu chatzar chaveri nami loy. Why the Mishnah says a person is not allowed to open up windows into a chatzar that's owned by shotfen because it has a kriyah. He's not allowed to do that into the chatzar of his friend, meaning even if it's a privately owned chatzar, only one guy lives there, he's not allowed to open up windows overlooking it. It has a kriyah. Why are we specifically mentioning chatzar shotfen? And the answer is loyim bayi kamar. It's loyim bayi. Loyim bayi chatzar chaveri deloy. You don't even have to say that he's not allowed to open up windows into his friend's chatzar because there's obviously has a kriyah over there. His friend is able to do private things, and then he's going to open up windows, and now he's not going to be able to do private things. Aval chatzar shotfen. But if it was a jointly owned chatzar, and he's one of the people that has the rights to the chatzar, damar lei, you think that the window guy is able to tell the other guy in the chatzar, soif soif, hakabais is snurim minai b'chatzar. At the end of the day, you have to hide yourself from me in the chatzar. Look, we both own this chatzar, and so you know you can't do anything private inside of it because we're both able to use it, and therefore me opening up windows doesn't harm you. Kamash mal, the chiddush of the Mishnah is the amar lei that the other person could tell him, adu idna b'chatzar have b'ina snurim minach. Up until now, if you were in the chatzar, so I have to make sure not to do anything private there because you're in the chatzar, you could see me. But hashta now, afil b'bayis nai b'ina snurim minach. Even if you're in your house and no one's in the chatzar, I would have to prevent myself from doing something private because I know you could be looking through your window. And that's a valid taina, and that's why a fellow who lives in the chatzar and he has rights to the chatzar is not allowed to open windows overlooking the chatzar because that causes hazard kriya to the other fellow. This guy opened up windows into a jointly owned chatzar, and he came to Rishmo Rabbiyasi, and Amrullah, he told him, you made a chazaka, my son, you made a chazaka, no problem, you're allowed to leave those windows there. But he came to Rabbiya, and Amr Rabbiya told him, you worked hard and you opened up these windows. Well, work hard and now close them up because it has a kriya and you're now allowed to look into the chatzar even though it's jointly owned and you even have rights to it because again, there's has a kriya. Now, Rav Nachman tells us, in regards to closing up a window, that's automatically a chazaka. Meaning, let's say Reuven has a window and Shimon comes along and closes up that window. He boards it up. If Reuven doesn't say something immediately, automatically we say that Shimon has a chazaka and we assume that Reuven gave him permission to do this. Why is this? A person is not going to allow somebody else to close up his light while he's there and be quiet and not say anything. And by the fact that Reuven didn't say something immediately, it must be that he allowed Shimon to do it. Now we're just going to go on to explain the last part of the Mishnah we had said. If a person bought a house in a different chatzar, he's not to open up a brand new entranceway into a chatzar hashotfen. The Gemara asked Maitama, why is that? The answer is because it's increasing the people in the chatzar. Reuven lives in this chatzar. He bought a house in the next chatzar. He's not to open up an entrance from that house into this chatzar because now there's going to be more foot traffic going through and other people in his chatzar are allowed to prevent that. So Gemara asks Imasefa, what about the next part of the Mishnah? We had said Elim Ratza, but if he wants to, he could build a room with inside his house or build a second floor on top of his house. But why should he be allowed to do that? He's increasing more people in the chatzar by building another room in his house or by building a second floor on top of his house and having more tenants move in. So that's bringing more people into the chatzar. Why is this any different than buying a house in the neighboring chatzar and opening up an entranceway into his chatzar, allowing the tenants to pass through? There's going to be more foot traffic either which way. Why is one usher, one mutter? And the answer is, Amar Huna Runa tells us, my cheder, what does the Mishnah mean when it says that he could build a room? It's shechaloka b'shnayim. He just divided the inside of his house into two. And umay aliyah, what does that mean in aliyah? Aftai, it's some sort of low room. It's basically splitting a tall room into two, making like two shallow compartments, if you will. And this way, he's not actually adding onto his house. He's just dividing his house into smaller compartments or into smaller rooms and bringing more people in, and that's okay. Because once a person has a house in a chatzar, he's allowed to have as many people as he wants living there. As long as he doesn't add on to his house and make it bigger, and because of that, bring more tenants in or more people, that's something that people in the chatzar could protest because it's causing more foot traffic. But if he keeps his house exactly the same and he doesn't add on to it, he just divides it up in a way to allow more people to live in it, that's something that people in the chatzar can't protest because he has the rights to it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.